Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, as we bring you tomorrow's news tonight, broadcasting from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout out goes out to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all of those out there helping in the coronavirus effort, keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working right now on the Third Watch, including the over-the-road truck drivers out there, thanks for keeping America rolling along. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and also on Getter. And don't forget, we're on Twitter, the Captain at Captain's America, and we're also got our website that you can check out, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Well, it's a big night in Tampa Bay, a big night. The Tampa Bay Bucks won. The people are out on the porch. Kyle Warren's on the radio. He's about to come on the air. And good morning, Kyle Warren.
All right. Good morning, Captain. Good morning, everybody.
30-10, the Bucks beat the New York Giants.
Wow.
Yep. It was a good game. And the Giant fans, about half to two-thirds of them in the hotel next to me, are all wearing the blue jerseys. They came back, but they're still celebrating because they're down here where the weather's not bad, and they do have to go back to where they came from, and it's not very warm up there right now.
I bet, yes.
It's going to get a little chilly here, but anyway, we'll get into that later. All right, are you ready to say the pledge?
I sure am.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, we're going to start with what's going on up in Waukesha, Wisconsin. And I had to laugh. Yesterday, Hugh Hewitt had to give it about four tries to pronounce the name of the city right.
Oh, really? That's interesting, yeah.
He kept calling it Waukesha, Waukesha. How do you say this thing? And then the producer came in and said, it's Waukesha.
Waukesha, that's exactly right.
So anyway, the police now understand that the parade crash suspect was involved previously, not very shortly before this whole thing started, in a domestic disturbance. You know about that, so tell us about it.
Well, Captain, it may have been that he was trying to leave that area in a very high rate of speed, obviously, crashed through these barricades, and then, of course, continued on. Of course, the rest is just a horrible, horrible thing to describe. But he will be charged with, I think, several counts of vehicular homicide. We know at least five people have died as a result of this. 48 people were injured, including six children who right now remain in the hospital in critical condition. Those who were killed range in age from 52 to 81, and I believe, Captain, some of those include what we've now come to know as the dancing granny.
Yeah.
It is just a terrible, terrible tragedy. Mm-hmm. A real wound has been inflicted on the city of Waukesha because of this.
And this guy, whose name I will mention once, and then I will not mention it anymore, this guy ID'd as Daryl Brooks, had a 50-page rap sheet over 20 charges, a 50-page rap sheet. He never should have been out of prison. Never. Not at all. And he's now charged, but I'll be specific here because you said what you thought it was. But the specific charges are he's now charged with 5 counts of intentional vehicular homicide.
Right. Now, his rap sheet goes back at least to 1999.
Yeah.
He's actually also been convicted of statutory sexual seduction of a 15-year-old girl in Nevada. Who became pregnant as a result of that, we understand. And then, Captain, on November the 11th, this individual was bailed out of jail for $1,000 after he ran over a woman who had accused him of punching her, and he ran her over with the exact same SUV that he apparently used in Waukesha at the parade.
And he had a warrant outstanding against him in Nevada for some type of sexual charge.
That's right, because back in 2006, he was convicted of the statutory sexual seduction of a 15-year-old girl. He got 3 years of probation for that, and he had to register as a sex offender. That's right.
And he disappeared, and they put a warrant out for him.
That's right, exactly. Mm-hmm. So this particular individual is a absolute repeat offender, doesn't even begin to describe it. He's a career criminal and obviously incorrigible.
Now, let's just make sure I got the right stuff here. The Children's Wisconsin Hospital, which is right there, said that it received 18 child patients following the parade tragedy. Is that what you have?
Yes, yes.
And 6 of them are currently in critical condition.
Yes.
Yeah, and life-threatening critical condition.
Precisely, because obviously the little children and can't even hardly talk about it, what happens when they're hit at high rate of speed by a vehicle.
I said something yesterday, and the first responders that have gone through this know what I'm saying here, police and fire both and EMS. The worst thing that can happen is when you come up on any situation involving children. That is just horrible.
It's unimaginable.
Yep. Yeah. All right. Well, hold that thought because, folks, we got a brand new outro here promoting where we're going to be today. Wait till you hear this one. Here we go.
Hi, folks. It's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and, of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue, located at 5602 West Waters Avenue in Tampa. Come on out and see the Captain. We'll see you there.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here. I'm going to stick around. Supply chains are breaking down. And inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Folks, it's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue, located at 5602 West Waters Avenue in Tampa. Come on out and see the captain. We'll see you there.
Well, thank you very much, Kyle. I like that. Every Tuesday you're going to be hearing that now for our Mission Barbecue West Waters luncheon that we have up there. And we have a lot of great people that come there. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by MyPillow.com. And remember, with us, we do things a little bit different. I'm not going to tell you about any one particular item that this is on sale, that's on sale, this is great, that's great. Just go to the website and take a look at all the different items they have there. MyPillow.com. Now, on the homepage, you'll find probably 15 to 20 items there, and the prices will be there, and it'll say, with promo code, the price is so-and-so and such-and-such. Well, the promo code is always going to be CAPTAIN. One word, CAPTAIN. Now, if you click on the logo link for Radio Listener Specials, you'll get another page that'll show you a two dozen to about 30, 31, 32 items that are all even lower priced than what you saw on the homepage. And, again, the promo code will be CAPTAIN. Now, you can also give them a call if you don't want to give them your information on the Internet at 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. Again, the website MyPillow.com. The promo code to buy anything you see there is CAPTAIN, and the phone number, 800-641-5459. MyPillow.com, promo code CAPTAIN, phone number 800-641-5459. All right, back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, we'll close out this Kyle Rittenhouse stuff with a little chatter here. Did you know that Kyle Rittenhouse was in Florida yesterday?
I did not know that.
He came down here and he was I don't know what he was down here for particularly, but he was on a couple of radio shows and he made a television appearance and whatnot. I guess it was a neutral location based from wherever he was at. But there's so much misinformation coming out about the Kyle Rittenhouse case. It's flooding social media, the TV networks, and they keep talking about, well, the gun crossed state lines, well, the white supremacists and all this stuff. None of that is true. Matter of fact, it was proven to be not true.
Well, that's exactly right, and all anybody has to do is actually review the trial, review the evidence that was presented. You know, Captain, if they had any evidence whatsoever that he had brought the gun over illegally or that he was a white supremacist or any of these kinds of things, they certainly would have introduced that at trial.
That's right.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to the telephone lines. We've got Mike in Clearwater on the line here. Okay, Mr. Mike, what's on your mind?
Good morning, Captain. Good morning, Kyle. You know, Kyle, I was thinking about this the other day, and I said to myself, you know, this president, it's only been not even a year since he's taken office, and look at the mess that we're in. You know, we have supply chain shortages, we have inflation, like in the likes of the 70s, which we haven't seen in decades. And I'm thinking to myself, you know, now they want to do Build Back Better, which is going to put us even further in the tank. You know, the Congressional Budget Office even said that this is going to, you know, increase the deficit. And then you got Jen Psaki up there. Oh, no, this is fully paid for. This is absolutely fully paid for. You know, we have to put up with three more years of this. Hopefully, if we take the control of the Congress next year, then we can sort of, you know, not allow these ridiculous things to go through, but nonetheless, we still have to put up with this for three more years, Kyle, and it's kind of scary. Do you think that we'll be able to come out of this on the other end? Because they're doing some serious damage to our economy, our way of life, every value that we were ever raised up on is being questioned and challenged. So what do you think, Kyle? Thank you so much.
All right, don't go anywhere, Mike. Okay, go ahead, Kyle.
Oh, well, thank you very much, Mike. Yes, well, it has been not quite just a year, but everything seems to really be being systematically dismantled in many ways.
Well, let me stop you for a second and repeat these words. We are witnessing the fundamental transformation of America. No one should be surprised at all. They're trying to undo everything that Donald Trump did that's got the word Trump attached to it, because that's the key to it, because that's what got us going in the right direction to begin with.
Well, certainly, and the proof is in the pudding, and they understand, that is the Democrat Party elite, they completely understand that the American people were very happy with the direction, and they're not happy now. Now, to Mike's point, you know, about the idea of having to do this for another 3 years,
mm-hmm.
Well, I do believe that because of these horrible poll numbers, because of what we saw in Virginia, because of the, there's a shift happening out there. People are not going to take this anymore, and I think you're even going to find Democrats who are going to say, you know, we're going to have to put the brakes on some of this, otherwise we're going to get voted out of office. And the more that that Joe Biden acts like Joe Biden, the more that Kamala Harris acts like Kamala Harris, they're not going to suddenly turn things around. I think their popularity is going to continue to tank.
Yep.
Maybe it'll hit a rock bottom, but we are going to take back the House and the Senate.
You bet.
And
they know it.
That's right. And so this is something that, and until then, mm-hmm. they're going to full court press
yep.
every ridiculous.
And the more they do this, the more they're going to alienate their own people. And let's go to the phone lines again. We've got the creme de la creme, the professor extraordinaire, the wizard of smart, Dan the Man in Lafayette, Indiana. Go ahead.
Well, to answer my question, it's been 307 days. Since Joe Biden has been sworn in.
Correct.
And that's what he's done in 307 days.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we're going to see two things. Where foreign policy goes, so does the domestic economy and domestic policy.
Mm-hmm.
And I think within the next year, we're going to get pushed back big time like we've never seen from the Chinese. Give them the Olympics, get it over with, and then the world really changes again. And we're not prepared for it at all. Actually, fiscal year 22, fiscal year 23, 22's budget's not even been hasn't even really enacted yet. The military gets a 3% pay cut across the board.
Yeah.
Everybody. That's not even come out yet.
But they know it. They know it.
Yeah, they know it. But the average American doesn't know it.
Uh-huh.
You know, and then TRICARE, that'll go up. But you got to watch.
It is going up. And again, the big donut hole's getting bigger.
Oh. Yeah, the donut's almost gone now. It's just a big hole, period. But what you got to work, the stock market, we are sitting on a historic bubble. And when that thing is popped, we're going to experience something that we haven't seen since 1929. It is way overpriced. Every day, the stock market goes up 247 points or 250 today.
Mm-hmm.
You know what we are doing here, we are artificially inflating this. You know, so it doesn't have to go down, but you can only do that for so long. And I think that's what you're going to see. Bad foreign policy. You don't even have a foreign policy.
Mm-hmm.
Our enemies know he's weak.
Let me interject something right here. We've heard leaked, and it has been leaked, that Joe Biden today may announce that he's releasing some oil from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve, and that's going to help to lower gasoline prices. I did a little research on this. The last time they dumped a bunch of oil from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve, do you know what the price of gasoline dropped to? Or how many cents it dropped?
I don't remember.
3 cents.
Yeah, that's about it.
Now, do you want to know what Florida's talking about doing to help out?
Yeah, I heard that they were going to take the gas tax off.
That's right. Drop the gas tax altogether. Mm-hmm.
I tell you what, we did that in Indiana in 2000.
Mm-hmm.
And it screwed up the budget here. It screwed up a lot of things for a long time. You know, June of 2000. Gas went up to $2 a gallon for the first time, and people freaked out over it. The governor of Indiana was running for re-election. They called it the Obama Forever.
Was that Mitch Daniels?
No, that was Frank O'Bannon.
Okay.
Daniels would come a few years later. But
all right, well, we got about 30 seconds, so I'm just letting you know.
We had no money for roads for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Because we didn't collect. When you do that, at first it sounds like a good idea. It's a great way of getting reelected. But within a year or two, that money you took off is sorely missed. And I wouldn't. DeSantis has taken a page from Chris right now, and I don't think he should be doing that.
All right, well, we're going to have to go because here comes the music.
Okay. Hey, it's good talking to you. Hey, both of you have a. Great Thanksgiving, and I'll talk to you Monday or Tuesday of next week.
Gobble, gobble to you, too. Okay, thank you very much, Kyle. Hang on, and we'll be right back, folks, for more on the Captain's America Third Watch as we take it to break. I'm going to have Mike Gallagher take us to break. It's another great day in the neighborhood. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. The suspect in Sunday's fatal parade incident in Waukesha had been released on $1,000 bail earlier this month, according to court records in the Milwaukee County District Attorney's Office, which said in a statement released Monday that the bail had been set inappropriately low.
In a news conference Monday, authorities named Daryl Brooks, 39, as the suspect, killing five people and injuring 48 others.
The Washington Police Department is referring five counts of first-degree intentional homicide with additional charges based on the investigation, but those will come in time.
Fox News commentators Jonah Goldberg and Stephen Hayes have quit the network, saying they're upset over a documentary about January 6th that was produced by Tucker Carlson. Fox says their contracts, which were about to expire, were not going to be renewed. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Well, thank you very much, Kyle Warren. I will take it right away and appreciate that. Now, before I go back to Kyle Warren, I want to tell you that this portion of the program is brought to you by my friends at Relief Factor. Now, yesterday I had someone come up to me in my travels and said, what's in that Relief Factor that you take it, that it works for you, that you got all these problems we hear about, and you take it and it works for you? What the heck's in that thing? Is it organic, or what is it, or is it narcotics, or what is it? So here we go again. The all-natural ingredients of turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 are just exactly that. They're drug-free, no narcotics, no nothing. It's natural, botanical, and fish oil product made from a clinically developed formula that supports the regularization of the key enzymes and proteins that your body needs to have anyway. And what it does is it helps to support the body's natural response to inflammation, and it will lower or even eliminate pain that you're having by going straight to the source. And it just might do for you what it's done for me sometimes when my back acts up, or my shoulder acts up, or my wrist acts up, and my foot acts up, my ankle. Guess what? It's gone. The pain is gone. The swelling is gone. Simply because it's in my system. And I take it twice a day, and I've been taking it for the last 6 years. So, if you want to find out what I already know, You can go to the website they gave me and check out all the little videos that are there and the little articles and whatnot. Read about it. ReliefFactor.com/captain, ReliefFactor.com/captain. And when you get done doing that, it costs $19.95 for the three-week quick start. You take it for 3 weeks as directed. And if it doesn't work for you, no harm, no foul. But I've yet to have anybody call me back or email me or anything and say, I tried it and it doesn't work. I've yet to have that. So as far as I know, everybody that I know that's told me they've gotten this is still taking it. ReliefFactor.com/captain, ReliefFactor.com/captain. After all you have to lose is pain, right, Kyle?
That's exactly right.
And this is so important in this day and age that you get rid of the doggone pain that everybody seems to have for whatever reason. Because when you get older, those breaks that you had, those tears and rips that you had, that becomes arthritis, bursitis, and boy, it hurts. And I mean it hurts. I can tell you the weather's going to change right now, Kyle, because for the past day, my shoulder's been killing me, my wrist has been killing me, and my back aches, and it's all because of the weather change.
Wow.
Yeah, because right now, I forgot to tell you, it's 61 degrees and the temperature is dropping right here, right now.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go.
But you can tell that. I know that's...
I can. It's like I can tell the weather.
Wow.
All right, let me, before we go to a caller here, let me just bring out one more thing here. Joe Biden has once again picked Mr. Powell to lead the Fed for a second term, and he nominated the Brainard person as the vice chair, so technically he's keeping things going the way it's going. I don't think anything's going to happen in terms of inflation because Biden's barking up the wrong tree. Until we drill, baby, drill, and get the price of oil down, nothing's going to happen.
Well, I think exactly right, and I would add this as well. I understand the president put a strong emphasis on Jerome Powell being able to prepare our economy for climate change,
mm-hmm.
and transitioning to clean energy, and somehow this is now, I guess, one of the big priorities
yeah.
of the Fed.
We're all going to park our gas-guzzling vehicles that we've got, even if we get 30 to 35 miles a gallon with a vehicle like I do mine, and we're all going to jump into an electric car right away because Joe Biden thinks that's the best way.
Right.
He's out of his mind. All right, let's go to the phone here. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Iron Mike from Michigan. I'll see you for lunch.
Oh, very good. So what else is on your mind?
One thing, I have a question for the professor.
Uh-huh.
If we were to take one word out of the dictionary and completely absolve the meaning and everything else, and it would improve the country immensely, what would it be? It has to do with academia.
All right. Well, let's see what the professor says. Thanks, Mike. I'll see you at lunch. Okay. What do you think, Kyle?
Yeah. So let me understand the question. We took one word out of the dictionary and changed its meaning to absolve the what's happening.
Yeah.
Good. That's a really good question. I mean, there are so many words in the dictionary. I don't know. I think that it's a
mandate.
Well, mandate. But
that'd
also,
be a good one to start with.
Yeah. But also, I think. Rage is in there too.
Oh yeah.
Only because everybody's supposed to be outraged. The media causes it's almost like they sit around the conference table and say, "How can we make people really mad today?" And I don't mean mad about injustice or mad about this kind of stuff, but mad about stuff so they start really going against one another, whether that be mandates, whether that be, the wokeness and this kind of stuff that just divides everybody.
Okay. Quince from Seattle, Washington just sent me a little direct message here, and thanks, Quint, and appreciate you up there in Seattle. He says, Captain, did you hear about Germany? They sent a message to their people today, either get vaccinated or get COVID and die.
Well, that's pretty significant.
That was the actual message.
Yeah, we know that in Austria they were planning and, I believe, implementing some new round of lockdowns because of jumps in cases and so forth. In the Netherlands, I believe they were still having some riots and using water cannon against protesters who are upset about
right.
the different restrictions. But it seems, Captain, that we're not really making a lot of progress if we're still going to go down this road of get vaccinated or get COVID and die. I mean, that seems to be, again, we just give up winning the hearts and minds. And the way that this has been handled and the politicalization of the whole thing has exacerbated this problem, we'd be so far down the road if it wasn't for the liberal media and the liberal politicians who've tried to make this a divisive issue.
Well, you know, little Dr. Fauci says that we're going to have to change the definition of the word, what vaccinations mean.
Well, and I hate to say, is this going to be the last time they change the definition of what vaccinations mean? You know, Captain, the goalposts will move again and again.
Well, I know what he wants to change it for, or why he wants to change it, don't you?
Well, now you have to get a booster.
That's right.
And then
you need to get the first shot, the second shot, and the booster.
And the booster. And a booster next year.
Yep.
Or two boosters after that, within 3 months of the 6 months prior that you already had the one that was a month earlier. Or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be so convoluted, and you'll never be vaccinated. So guess what? You're always going to have restrictions in their mind, and then you always have to wear a mask, and you always have to do what they say on turn on a dime.
Now, former Governor Andrew Cuomo of New York came out the other day and made a little comment about the fact that he just might consider running for Attorney General. Did you hear that?
I did. Yes.
Yeah, against Letitia James because she's running for governor. But there was a New York State Assembly report, a bipartisan assembly report, that came out detailing the extensive wrongdoing done by the former ex-governor. And said that he was not fully transparent regarding a number of things, including the number of nursing home residents who died as a result of COVID-19. They fudged the numbers.
Well, they did fudge the numbers from what we know. And I can't imagine, Captain, that Andrew Cuomo would think, oh, this is a great time to go back and run for office. Honestly, he doesn't get it, does he?
No.
He just doesn't get it.
I don't think he cares.
Yeah, well, I mean, he wants more. He wants to get back in the game, get some more power. Honestly, he needs to slink away and deal with all these issues that are going to be coming his way legally. I can't imagine that he would not have some kind of conflict of interest, or at least be immensely distracted. He wouldn't. You don't nominate or you don't elect someone into that position who would so obviously be unable to really concentrate on the role.
Well.
And all the stuff he did, you know.
Yeah.
All that.
And all those women.
Yes. And in other words, where does it end? I mean, if he ran, maybe he'd just be repudiated. Maybe it takes that.
By the way, I just watched Joe Biden come down the ramp. Or, well, it wasn't a ramp. It was steps from the helicopter, the presidential helicopter. And that last step to the ground, you have to kind of drop down a little bit.
Yeah.
And he was trying to salute as he was coming off, and he stumbled. And he didn't get his hand up to salute the Marines who were standing there. So then he had to, once after he stumbled and caught his strides, if you will, then he saluted after he got by the Marines.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I just saw that on TV. All right, hold that thought. Folks, we're coming back with the Truckers Highway and Bible Report. And, yep, we got some weather. And, yep, if you're up north and you're along the lake, well, get yourself a snow shovel. You're going to need it. Up there, because it is definitely going to snow for a while, so there you go. Lake Effect Snow is back, and so is Kyle Warren and I, right after these messages. Don't go after anywhere.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding.
Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
How about it, gang, for Harold Melvin and the Mighty Blue Notes.
Thank you.
is Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes, and that was back in the day, Kyle, when they were one of the big bands that used to come and play up at Syracuse University, a lot of the different clubs and whatnot up there, and they were there just about every weekend, him and Genesis, Phil Collins was there. It was something to watch those guys as they got started out.
Yes, as a matter of fact, I'm sure it was, absolutely.
Oh, yeah, yeah, and of course we had somebody there by the name of Dick Clark.
Oh, yes.
Yep. And then, of course, all that, we don't need to go any further than that, do we?
Nope. Everybody loved Dick.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. He got his start right there in Syracuse at 1490 WOLF radio. And I was on WNDR. That's how I got started as a news announcer and a teen scene reporter. When I was in high school, that's what got my interest peaked in radio. But then I had to go do a little radio with the military and learn a few other things along the way. But anyway, we got some interesting weather out west tonight, including a potential storm kicking up again. And for you guys and gals, again, it's not going to be boring in the middle Midwest part of the country or along the Great Lakes. So, Kyle, you take it away first.
Well, thank you, Captain. We're still looking at some residual winds, it looks like, in parts of Southern California, I think mostly north of Los Angeles. They should be dying down by about now, but we do have a continued dense fog advisory in Central California. Now, this is going up both I-5 and also California 99, starting around Bakersfield, all the way up towards Merced, a little south of Stockton, it looks like. But if you're in the I-5 corridor, you're still going to be looking at this dense fog. Also, Northern California and the Eureka area, we've got a freeze watch. This goes all the way up to Crescent City. And getting into Oregon now, we've got winter weather advisories. And it looks like some rain there, a little east of Eugene and so forth. We also had Richard the Marine chiming in, everybody, just a little bit earlier. Central Oregon coast there reporting rain and 45 degrees.
Yep.
It is raining, I believe, in Seattle right now. Portland, not so much right now, but both are still forecasted for rain on Tuesday there. Now, also winter weather advisories in southern Washington, northern eastern Oregon, and also across over through northern Idaho, over towards Missoula, Montana, with the winter weather advisory. Now, that changes in Wyoming, where it becomes high winds up near Cody, continued high wind warnings around Casper, also down around Douglas, Wheatland, and then also in the Elk Mountain area, and the red flag warnings now continue through Cheyenne, down into Colorado, Fort Collins, Boulder, Denver, all the way down to the border with New Mexico. So be careful out there.
Yeah, and it's windy, and there's red flag warnings in the southern part of South Dakota, and going across Nebraska, pretty much all the way across I-80 and up I-76, and then up U.S. 75 out of Kansas and the western part of Kansas. You've got some winds as well as some fire weather warnings there. But the big story is going to be up off the Great Lakes, because right now, I told you about Lake Erie, I told you about Lake Ontario, I told you about Lake Superior and Lake Huron, and because of the way the winds are blowing, the snow is starting right now up in the upper peninsula of upper peninsula of Michigan. I wish it was Pennsylvania, although I'll get to Pennsylvania in a minute. And then we've got some windy conditions on Lake Michigan. We've also got some snow on the lee shore of Lake Michigan up towards the north. Over in Lake Erie, you've got snow, a little bit of it along the coast, kind of sprinkling hit or miss all the way across from just east of Toledo over towards Erie. But when you get to Pennsylvania, the snow machine starts in from Erie over to Fredonia and Dunkirk, New York, and then across the southern tier for about 40 or 50 miles into New York State, as well as that little northern part of Pennsylvania up in there as well. And then the snow picks up again, Rochester east over towards Syracuse, over towards Utica, over into the old Forge area of upstate New York, the Tug Hill Plateau, on up towards Watertown. It's going to accumulate several inches. It'll probably measure several feet before it's all done about the end of the week. And we do have a lot of gale warnings now, starting out with Chesapeake Bay, on down to, let me see here, on down to Brunswick, Georgia, it looks like right now tonight. And the cold temperatures, yep, the cold temperatures. We have hard freeze warnings right now for, again, the central part of Alabama, where the temperature is going to be down in the low 20s. There is a bit of a wind up there, so the wind chill may come into play there as well. We also have in the southeastern corner of Georgia, over east of Valdosta towards Brunswick, we have a freeze warning over in there. We have a hard frost advisory on up towards all the way to Myrtle Beach. And then we have hit or miss freeze warnings up the Atlantic coast, up into North Carolina, up towards Wilmington, over in the central part of South Carolina. We've got frost advisories, and we've got frost advisories in the central part of Georgia tonight. And all along from New Orleans all the way down to, let's see here, the Florida coastline, all the way south down to the Keys, all the way around the Keys, and all the way back up around to Jacksonville. We've got some windy conditions there along the Gulf, along the ocean side as well. Wind's going to be gusting 15 to 25 miles an hour. And there is some very cold temperatures for the area coming again. I've got 61 right now, but it's going to be in the 40s north of me, 30s further up. Frank Silvato will probably be looking at 30s tonight, tomorrow night, and the next night. So we're going to have about three cold nights and 3 days, Kyle, where the temperatures might be in the low 70s, and that's it.
Wow. Wow.
Yep. Yes. Bottoms dropped out of the market here, so to speak. And all the, you know, you'll be able, here's how you tell Canadians this time of the year. They're the ones wearing the shorts.
Right.
All right. Hold on, Kyle. We'll be right back, folks, with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm going to let Kathy take us to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your...
An important message from Byram Healthcare. If you live with diabetes, you know how challenging and painful it can be to manage your blood sugar. With private insurance, Medicare, or Medicaid, that can all change. If you test your blood sugar 4 or more times a day and inject insulin 3 or more times a day, you may qualify to receive at little or no cost, less copays and deductibles, a continuous glucose monitor, providing blood sugar readings with no uncomfortable finger sticks. It alerts you in real time to potential spikes with your blood sugar levels. Byram Healthcare is a leading U.S. provider of continuous glucose monitors. We carry most major brands and will work with your insurance to get your benefits approved. So if you have diabetes, call a U.S.-based Byram Healthcare specialist now and see if you qualify.
800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078.